When Henry Ford introduced an 8-hour workday in 1914, he surprised the world. At the time, most employers believed that the way to get the most out of their factories was to keep them running for as many hours as possible. The notion dates back to the Industrial Revolution, when a British factory owner named Robert Owen campaigned for an 8-hour workday. His slogan was 8 hours labour, 8 hours recreation, and 8 hours rest. The idea was slow to catch on among business owners. In the 19th century, productivity was measured by the number of hours worked, and the typical workday lasted anywhere from 10 to 18 hours a day, 6 days a week. Gradually, the cause started to gain momentum. In the 1880s, groups known as 8-hour leagues were formed in Britain and the United States, which had the sole purpose of making an 8-hour workday standard practice. But without the backing of labour laws, the progress of the 8-hour movement was slow. It wasn't until the early 20th century that businesses started implementing it by themselves. After modernising car manufacturing with the moving assembly line, Henry Ford had another radical idea. It was announced in January of 1914 that the Ford Motor Company would pay its workers $5 for each 8-hour day, more than doubling the average auto worker's wage. Newspapers reported the move as an act of generosity, but it proved to be a wise business decision, reducing staff turnover, boosting productivity, and attracting the best workers in the business. Other companies followed Ford's example, adopting the shorter workday as a standard for their employees.